Now, today is the 2nd of April, and did you know it is Peanut Butter and Jelly Day?
What? Okay.
There you go. There's a day for everything.
I love it, by the
way. That is today's day. Now, we found this out this morning. You and I both had songs that are actually called Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Yes.
But we thought of two very different songs. I obviously thought of this song first, Galantis. Spread it like peanut butter jelly. We know it, we love it, we play it on 98FM, but your brain, Brian, went somewhere else. RuPaul, of course.
Of course, straight away. RuPaul, let's go, peanut butter.
That is the soundtrack of the day.
I love peanut butter and jelly, batch bread, loads of butter, crunchy peanut butter.
Has to be crunchy?
Crunchy.
I agree.
Strawberry jam, another slice of bread, a cup of sweet tea, no kids, no husband, telly. I am happy.
And this is a sandwich where you don't have to have anything on the side because you have your savoury, which is kind of the peanut butter. I know it's kind of sweet as well, but the sweetness comes from the jam then. It is just the perfect combination. Some might call it a strange combination as well, but I love it as well. I used to have it as a kid, and I think for a lot of people, they also did as well. So it reminds you of your childhood. Also, it's really easy to make and really cheap to make. Remember last week when we were talking about the 72-hour emergency kit?
Oh,
the
yes.
things you would have in your house. And we were talking about like some tinned and canned goods. Mm-hmm. The peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's a good
if
one.
If anything was to happen, listen, you've got the peanut butter in the house, you've got the jam, you've got the bread.
And also, if you want to elevate your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you would toast your batch bread beforehand. So
would
it's warm.
You?
And you're melting your butter. You're also melting your crunchy peanut butter and the jam. I'm telling you, don't knock it till you've tried it.
Okay, I'll try not to. I mean, I love both of them and I love toasted sandwiches. That one, I'm not too sure. For me, I'm just afraid that if you toast the bread, it gets too drippy.
Oh, it does get drippy. But
that's
then it's all over your face and you're
it.
Licking it and everything. It's gorgeous.
I don't know. It's a, let us know if you're a big fan of them. 087-798-9898. You have another sandwich, though, that we were talking about earlier on that you love.
I loved this as a child growing up in Rathangan. I had them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Your regular white bread.
Yes.
Loads of butter. Two slices. And then a big spoon of sugar. And I would have a sugar sandwich. And you would crunch into it. It was so good. I also give you...
Oh, go on.
A bowl.
Uh-huh.
Regular white bread, crust and all, broken up like you're feeding a duck or a bird or a tiny little animal.
Okay.
Warm, hot milk. Slathered in sugar. I give you a bowl of goodies.
What?
I ate this all the time.
And this was like a treat for you, was it?
This was a treat. And like, I don't know what it was. I think my mom called it for people that would eat that would have no money back in the day. My mom had it growing up and then we had it growing up. And I loved it. So between the sugar sandwiches and the bowl of goodies, it's no wonder all my teeth are fake. And I'm actually being honest. I had such issues with my teeth for years. And it's probably no wonder. All the sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not
Sugar's
had.
Sugar's the common denominator.
Sugar sandwich or a bowl of goodies. In well over 10 years, maybe even longer.
And would you have one now today?
I would have. I'd like to taste a sugar sandwich, but I wouldn't do it in front of my girls. I don't see them me putting sugar on bread because I'm like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
But let us know in 0877 98 98 98. Sugar sandwiches and goodies. Or maybe it was a country thing for us Colchis in Kildare.
The sugar sandwich I've heard of, a girl beside me in school when I was in primary used to have one every single day. The goodies I've never heard of. This is learning for me this morning.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
We're both very excited because we both love PB&J sandwiches. We also were talking about sugar sandwiches and goodies.
Goodies. I'm like Sierra with my goodies.
You're like Sierra. You are indeed. Karen's sent us a voice note this morning.
Guys, please stop at peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh my God. I couldn't think of two worse things to put on a sandwich. Peanut butter and jam all together. Give me ham and cheese or tuna and cheese any day. My God. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Oh, Karen, you need to try it.
Can I say the tuna and cheese, yes, with ketchup and mayo and brown bread, stunning, and some tato.
You and the ketchup, I can't deal. Jean's been on as well.
Good morning, Brian and Leanne. Provolone toast. Grew up with that and still have it now. Got my husband to eat it. He loves it too. And my kids love it.
Bravo.
Then another one would be a peanut sandwich with red sauce. Brian, I'm sure you'd like that because you love your red sauce.
No.
Oh, no. I'd put the strawberry jam on. I love Bovril. I actually eat Bovril from the jar with the spoon.
No. I can't look at you.
Love Bovril sandwiches on brown bread, batch bread. Bovril, it's a bit like Marmite. Oh, obsessed with Bovril.
That for me, absolutely not. Liz as well.
Oh, good morning, lads. Good morning to you. Beautiful morning. This is Liz. You brought back memories. Oh, my God. Sugar sandwiches. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. And I took about 5 spoonfuls of sugar in my tea. Yes. And you know what? I got worms. Yes, got worms. And you know my nickname is Worms.
She's fabulous.
Liz, thank you so much for being so unfiltered this morning because you've given us such a good giggle.
You see, sugar sandwiches were a thing, honey.
That's putting me off for now, though.
You got to try it. I might have one later.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane on 98 FM.
We've been loving all your texts, all your voice notes coming in this morning as well. We're on 087-798-9898. Something else that we mentioned as well with the PB&J sandwiches was the sugar sandwiches.
Sugar sandwich. I'm a big fan of them.
And goodies.
Love goodies.
I've learned about these for the very first time. Alison has been on. She said, loved goodies as a kid.
Yes.
Boiled milk with bread broken up and sprinkled with sugar. She said, my kids still eat butter and sugar sandwiches / wraps. She's putting the butter and the sugar in wraps.
Oh, that's elevation in 2025,
wow,
honey.
Wow, is that where we're going now?
And what was really good, what you would do is at the end of your goodies, mm-hmm, the sugar that was at the end and mixed with the milk was almost like a very rich syrup and you'd almost lick it and suck it from the bowl. I mean, this is why I've had issues with dentists and teeth. Like, I'm not lying, it's the truth.
It all makes sense now.
Yes.
We've also had another text in from Kate who says, toasted bread with, and this is a new food combo that we need to discuss and debate right now, sliced banana and peanut butter. She says, it's my go-to.
Peanut butter and banana, I'm sure my husband has devoured. I don't really like bananas. I put them in a smoothie.
Okay.
I would never eat a banana raw.
Why don't you like them? Is it texture?
I think it's taste. Blake loves bananas.
See, so you just have visions of mashed up bananas and it scares you.
You know what I'm liking recently? And a lot of the chefs use it on the 6 o'clock show. Avocado.
I love avocado. Oh my goodness. I used to hate avocado.
So did I.
I think it's a maturing thing.
Have you tried smashed avocado on toast?
Of course I have.
That is so good.
And cream cheese as well?
I've not tried it with that, but I'm open to it.
Oh, use cream cheese instead of any kind of, you know, spread, any butter like that. That's what I want right now.
I am going to say no, though, to banana and peanut butter. I'm just not my thing.
Well, you are one of very few because loads of texts in here about the banana sandwiches. Paula says, lads, fresh white pan butter and banana sambos delish.
Oh, no.
I think now, Brian, you might be on your own with this.
Oh.
We also have another text in here from Kim, who has said, loved the old sugar sambos, and if we wanted a change, it would be buttered bread with banana sambos.
Ah, guys, stop it with the bananas.
Okay, we need a new day. I wonder, is there a banana sandwich day?
We'll have to find out.
Lots of weird food combos. I used to work in Centra years ago when I was in college, and I used to work in the deli. Mm-hmm. So making sandwiches, making wraps, making rolls was my go-to. It was my forte. I think I was quite good at it.
I'm sure you were.
I remember there was this one man who came in every single day without fail, and he ordered brown bread.
Yes.
He didn't want any kind of spread.
No butter.
No mayonnaise.
Okay, we're going in dry already.
Yeah, he wanted tuna on it.
I'm happy with tuna. I love tuna.
Fine.
Love it.
I don't have a problem. I also love it too. He also wanted red coleslaw.
Okay, to make it a bit more juicy. Okay, I'll allow it because I like ketchup, so I've got to give him the red coleslaw.
I don't allow that because it's too wet ingredients.
It's just cabbage.
It's a wet sandwich. He also then wanted jalapenos.
Ooh,
and
what?
To finish it off, mustard.
Mustard.
Every single day. And for some reason, because obviously I used to have, you know, co-workers in the deli with me, I always used to have to make this sandwich.
Probably a silly question. What age was this man? Like, is he older?
I'd say maybe in his 40s.
My age.
Yeah.
Older.
I didn't say that.
Honey, jalapeno and mustard. And then cabbage and then the tuna on dry bread.
It was just wet.
Kind of making me gag a bit. No.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.